Yeah, appreciate you guys being here. All right. Yeah, let it go. What do you got?
Before Thursday's game, I think we've seen it before. We've seen Chris Hogan catching punts during pregame warm-ups, and from what I can tell, he hasn't really done that in the NFL. So if a player doesn't have that pro experience, how do you identify a player as possibly having that skill set?
Put him back there and watch him catch him.
Tryout basis, basically?
Well, eventually that's what it comes to, yeah. I mean, put him back there, see how they handle the ball, coach him a little bit, you know, the flight of the ball, teach him how to read the kick and so forth, how it's going to break and where, you know, whether it's long, short, breaking left or right, whatever it happens to be. And then if they show promise, then keep working with them.
Given the opponent this week, I'm wondering if you've got any, have any memories of Mark Ingram's father from your time with the Giants.
Yeah, absolutely. Tough player. Made some big plays for us. Some tough catch and runs. Unfortunately, he's had some problems after football. But as a player, he was a tough, hardworking kid. I mean, a lot like his son is. Team-oriented, really tough, dependable player. I was on the other side. I was on defense, of course, but, you know, worked against him every day. I had a lot of respect for him.
How would you describe your relationship with Sean Payton?
Good. Great.
What do you think of him as a coach?
Really does a great job. Really well prepared, creative. I don't think he knows what's important. Does a good job preparing his team. It's hard to compete against.
Joel, how much of the vertical element to their passing game still exists after having traded Cooks?
Yeah, plenty.
Does Tommy Lee Lewis give you a little bit of that? Give them a little bit of that? I think he played out of the slot last game.
Although they hit him outside. But they move him around. Yeah, he's another fast, explosive player. Fleener gets a lot of seam balls. Thomas is really good at everything. They hit Ginn on that seam or inside fade early in the fourth quarter last week. So, yeah, they move him around. They have different ways of getting the ball down the field. Backs, they do a good job with the backs too, Kamara. Wheel routes and plays coming out of the backfield. I mean, they mix it up. They just don't run the same thing all the time. They scheme it up and usually get a good matchup. So, yeah, the vertical element's definitely there. Sean does a good job of that. He creates some tough mismatch situations or coverage beaters. Breeze is, good to recognize it.
It looked like in that game, Kamara was mostly running kind of short, flares and things like of that nature. In college, did he run a pretty sophisticated route tree coming out for a running back?
At Tennessee?
Yeah.
No.
Thought he might have.
There's a handful of plays, but for the most part. Most of the back's routes are short to intermediate, catch and run type plays. I think where you saw Kamara was really in the return game and, where he really had some space and you could see his long speed. He does run some deep. I'm not saying he doesn't run any, but like most backs, it's the majority of them are in the short to intermediate range. And then there's a sprinkling of deeper routes. It's just hard to get the guy deep coming from 5 yards deep in the backfield. It's just, Sean does that really with all those. Ingram does that too, occasionally. So.
Sean Payton said that he saw Brandon Cooks play more in the X on Thursday night, played more in the Z in New Orleans, but How much experience does Brandon have playing the slot?
Some. Yeah. Played some for him down there. And played some for us.
Seems like he's got kind of the right skill set, size for that role. What have you seen from him in the slot?
Well, I think he's, you know, more of an outside receiver than an inside receiver, which is where we've played him, which is where they play him. So, but he can play in there. It's kind of like, you know, Branch, Moss, guys like that that were primarily outside players that played inside certain situations or certain type plays. Mm-hmm. I mean, Ginn's kind of the same thing. You know, he's mainly an outside guy, but sometimes inside, or if you go to an empty formation where the back's outside, then that kind of brings him into the slot. He's not a true slot receiver, but he's playing an inside number two kind of route position, so it's effectively the same.
Kind of a broader question, but who's the fastest player you've ever coached?
It would depend on what, how far are you talking about?
Over far.
I mean, down at 60, 80 yards, you know.
But
that's not the most common thing in football. But yeah, I mean, Slater at that distance, Moss, Perry Williams. Yeah. I mean, there's, you know, guys that run 30 to 40 yards. And guys 0 to 10, you know. Guys don't have really that long top end speed, but they have the first 20 speed. In some ways, are tougher to defend, more effective. That speed's more effective in football than the 40 to 60 or 60 to 80 speed. But if you're covering kicks, then, I mean, you need 60-yard speed. 20 is not really enough. They catch up to you after 20, so... You know, being able to get to top speed, and I'd say being able to hold top speed is, you know, that's another, that a strong runner could do. So he could, and so he can hold it, not just get there, but actually hold it and sustain it for, you know, another 20, 30, 40 yards. So.
Were some of those guys in the 0 to 20 range?
I mean, you look at a guy like, you know, Deion Branch. I mean, he didn't have the kind of top-end speed that some receivers had, but initially off the line of scrimmage, you know, getting into the route fast. Yeah, I mean, a lot of guys, you know, I mean, McCourty's another guy that has probably good speed at all three levels, you know, 20, 40, 60 kind of speed, you know, run well at all those spots.
From Jacob Hollister in the last few weeks since he made the team?
Jake's working hard. And he wasn't active against Kansas City, so didn't really see much there. But, you know, he's a young player with hopefully the best football, you know, ahead of him. And if he continues to work hard and improve and, you know, get stronger, do a better job with his individual techniques and fundamentals, train well, you know, I think he has a future. But he's got a long way to go. He's got a lot of work to do, but he has some skill.
Yeah, we've just been here a short time, but what have you seen from DeMarcus Ayers?
You know, DeMarcus has played inside and outside, and he's returned punts. So we've looked at him doing all those things in the as a practice squad player. Definitely making progress. You know, it's they're never really ready to go in the game when they come in this late, but a lot of times they do and will based on circumstances or need or whatever. So, you know, we're just trying to get him ready, and he's certainly a lot more ready this week than he was last week. So if he keeps progressing, then maybe he can, you know, push for an opportunity to play. He works hard. I mean, he's, you know, done everything we've asked him to do, and he's gotten better at it. So, our offense is a little different than the Pittsburgh offense. So it's definitely some different things that he's having to adapt to from the system that he was in. But, I mean, that's nobody's fault. It's just the way it is.
Is punt returning one of the toughest things to simulate in practice, whereas you can't, like, account for some of the factors that might come up in a game?
Like tackling?
Yeah, and like crowd noise and pressure and things like that.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's the same with everything. But we could turn the music up just like we can turn it up for the offense. It's just, yeah. I mean, look, practice is practice. It's the closest we can get to simulating a game, but it's not game conditions, but it's as close as we can get. So you know, players that can perform in practice, I think, have a chance to perform in the game. It's still another level. It's another step, but if you can't do it consistently in practice, it's pretty unlikely that it's going to happen consistently in a game. That's really true of every position on the field. I can't think of one that wouldn't fall into that category. So you do what you can do. You make it as realistic as you can make it, or in some cases maybe you make it a little bit harder than in where you can in some areas, and then the game is the game. It's a different speed, it's a different level.
Was it the punt return experience that Ayers had in college? Was that a big part of what attracted you guys to him?
Well, yeah, but I mean, he did at Pittsburgh too. Yeah, he had some, maybe three or four in preseason. And you know, he played at the end of the year last year. You know, the last game before the playoffs, they kind of, you know, played some of their players with less experience, so I think I only had like a handful of catches in that game. But I mean, he got a chance to play in that game. So,
would he fall into the category of someone who probably plays faster than what the testing numbers coming out of college would indicate?
I don't know. Might need a little more time to see that. I'm not sure exactly what his test numbers were. But in the end, that's all that really matters is the game playing speed, you know, not the test numbers. So, but I'd say his speed's, you know, good.
With punt returners, I think that many times we'll just kind of look at who has experience in that position, and then obviously that's about Hogan. Is there a longer list of guys on this team who can return punts than we might think?
Well, it probably is. I mean, look, Edelman never returned punts. So he was at the top of the league for pretty much every year he's done it. So, you know, it's like a lot of other skills. It can be developed. It can be improved. Doesn't mean it happens with everybody, but it could. You know, player has good skills for it. He has good judgment, can handle the ball. I mean, that's the biggest thing is the ball handling. You know, kickoff returns, you have a lot. There's nobody on you, I mean, for the most part. So you have plenty of time to catch the ball. You're not under pressure to make a decision as to whether to fair catch it or catch it. Or, you know, you might make a decision to whether to bring it out of the end zone or not, but that's different than actually handling the ball with guys around you and having to deal with them almost as soon as you touch the ball. So catching the ball and judging the ball, especially here, you know, we're not playing in a dome, so every kick's a little bit different based on the wind and the way the ball comes off the punter's foot and so forth. They're all a little bit different. So that's a, you know, big skill for a punt returner is just ball judgment, ball handling, decision making, whether to catch it, fair catch it, let it go, so forth. Plus 10, plus 5. Depending on the hang time and the conditions and so forth. So I mean, there's a lot more decision-making involved there. So that is really experience. The ball handling is, say, more not a natural thing because it can be improved, but to some degree it's a natural thing.
Final question?
All right. Appreciate you coming out today. All right. holding it down.